50 minutes later, at the 10-kilometer mark, he received a message of congratulations. You're doing fine, and there's another dropout. Tsiolkovsky's. What happened to her? Never mind, tell you later, but she's okay. Singh could hazard a guess. Once in the early days of his training, he had almost been sick while wearing a spacesuit. That was no trifling matter, as it could result in a very unpleasant death. He remembered the horrible, clammy cold sensation that had preceded the attack, which he had warded off by turning up the oxygen flow in the suit thermostat. He had never discovered the cause of the symptoms. It could have been nerves or something in his last meal, a bland, high-calorie but low-residue one, since few spacesuits were equipped with full sanitary facilities. In a deliberate attempt to divert his mind from this very unprofitable line of thought, Singh called his coach. "I may be able to finish in a walk if this keeps up. 3 down already, and we've barely started." "Don't get overconfident, Bob. Remember the tortoise and the hare." "Never heard of them, but I see your point." He saw it a little more clearly at the 15-kilometer mark. For some time he had been aware of an increasing stiffness in his left leg. It was getting harder to flex it when he landed, and the subsequent takeoff tended to be lopsided. He was definitely getting tired, but that was only to be expected. The suit itself still appeared to be working perfectly, so he had no real problems. It might be a good idea to stop and rest for a while. There was nothing in the rules against it. He came to a full stop and surveyed the scene. Little had changed, except that the peaks of Heraclides were slightly lower in the east. The retinue of moon jeeps, ambulance, and observation car still kept a respectful distance behind the racers, now down to only 3. He was not surprised to see that Clavius Industries, the other lunar entry, was still in the race. What was quite unexpected was the performance the earthworm from MIT was putting up. Robert Steele. What an odd coincidence that they had the same first name and initials. Was actually ahead of Clavius. Yet he could never have had any realistic practice. Did MIT's engineers know something that the locals didn't? "You all right, Bob?" his coach asked anxiously. "Still 7, just taking a break, but I'm wondering about MIT. He's doing very well." "Yes, for an earthy. But remember what I said about not looking back. We'll keep an eye on him." Concerned but not worried, Singh concentrated briefly on some exercises that would have been totally impossible in a conventional suit. He even lay down in the soft regolith, the lunar topsoil plowed by eons of meteor bombardment, and pedaled briskly for a few minutes as if riding an invisible bicycle. Here was another first for the moon. He hoped the spectators appreciated it.